It's time to reserve your campsite for Easter and Memorial Day weekends. We're locking in our spot next on Western Life Radio.
Never drink and ride. Alcohol and snowmobiles do not mix. Alcohol slows down your physical and mental reactions, affecting balance, coordination, and most importantly, judgment. It also greatly reduces your risk of hypothermia. Know how prescription drugs affect you before riding. This information is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
Choose your adventure. With 46 state parks and an impressive list of recreational opportunities.
Yes, bass fishing at Sand Hall State Park.
Visitors might have a hard time choosing what to do each weekend.
Woo! Windsurfing at Deer Creek State Park.
Choose your adventure. Explore Utah and create memories at Utah State Parks. For campground reservations, ideas for your next adventure, or to purchase an annual pass, stop by stateparks.utah.gov. Prepare today for the first two big camping holidays of the year. Devin Chavez with Utah State Parks and Recreation heads to the website.
TVs, yurts, cabins, traditional campsites, and we actually have some fun surprises coming in the near future that you guys are going to be really interested in too, so keep an eye open. It's going to be a really fun year for us, and I'm really happy you brought up camping because, you know, it is only 4 months until May, if you look at it, and it's time to start planning those trips. And you can reserve a campsite at a state park online up to 16 weeks away from the date you'd be leaving your site. So, I mean, 16 weeks. I know some of us have a problem figuring out what we're doing this week. But if you can plan 16 weeks ahead and just get it taken care of, that way you don't have to cram and worry about trying to find a site when you do want to go, it's a really good idea to do that beforehand, especially if you're thinking of a big weekend. I mean, a lot of our campsites fill up quickly on those big weekends. Another thing that a lot of people might not think of, I know that I didn't for a long time, is midweek camping. A lot of our parks are located nearby a lot of cities, like, for example, Snow Canyon down in St. George is 5 minutes from the city, and look at Willard Bay, it's right there off the freeway. A lot of these places allow you to get a good camping trip in. Even if it's just one night on a Tuesday night, maybe you've got that Monday blues and it carries on over into Tuesday. The parks are open a lot during those times. You can go to stateparks.utah.gov.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.